All right, so we're diving into medium mattresses today. Got this awesome article from mattressadvisory.org, and it's loaded with info. And guess what? They've got exclusive discounts just for you guys, so make sure you hit those links in the article. Seriously, some sweet deals waiting.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
So this article is a deep dive, really. It covers everything. Mattress types, firmness, all those materials, sleep positions, like the whole shebang. It can feel overwhelming, to be honest.
It really is comprehensive.
Right. So let's say you're someone who just wants to find a good mattress fast. Like, no time to waste. Got to make a smart choice. Where would you even start? What's the most important thing to consider?
I'd say before you even look at mattresses, think about you. How do you sleep? Side, back, stomach. Do you get hot at night, you know? Or do you tend to freeze? And your weight matters too. All of that plays into which mattress feels right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned sleeping hot, because this article really goes into breathability and temperature regulation. They're talking cooling covers, gel-infused foam, even open-cell latex, which blew my mind. I didn't know latex could be breathable. Are those features really that important, like make or break?
Oh, definitely. Temperature, it's huge E for good sleep. If you're waking up sweaty or just tossing and turning because you're too hot, forget feeling refreshed. Those cooling features you mentioned, they help move heat away, keep you comfy all night.
So it's beyond just feeling nice. It's about that deep sleep, right?
Exactly. And the gel-infused foam, those breathable covers, they actually do more. They prevent overheating, sure, but they also wick away moisture. Huge if you're a sweaty sleeper.
Yeah, nobody wants to wake up in a puddle.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about how we sleep and why breathability matters. Now let's get to the fun part, the actual mattresses. This article highlights five as the best in different categories. Where do we even start with this lineup?
Well, let's kick it off with the best overall, the Helix Midnight Lux.
Okay, the Helix Midnight Lux. It's for side and back sleepers who want comfort and support, right?
Right on. And get this, it has something called zoned coils.
Zoned coils. I'm listening.
So picture this. Different sections of the mattress have coils, but they're not all the same firmness. Like where you need more support lower back, for example, the coils are firmer. But your hips, shoulders, those need pressure relief, so the coils there are softer.
So it's like customized support for your body. That's pretty cool.
It is. And on top of those zoned coils, there's a layer of copper gel memory foam.
That sounds fancy. Does the copper actually do anything, though?
It does. Copper is naturally antimicrobial, so it fights bacteria and stuff, keeping your mattress cleaner. Plus, copper's great at cooling, which adds to the whole temperature regulation thing.
Wow, so the copper's pulling its weight.
Yep. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a cooling pillow top for even more comfort.
Okay, I have to admit, this is tempting. But let's be real, all those fancy features probably come with a fancy price tag, right?
You're not wrong. The Helix Midnight Lux, it's an investment. Premium mattress, premium price.
Fair enough. You get what you pay for. What about downsides, though? The article mentioned some things to consider.
Yeah, one thing is, stomach sleepers might not love it. The medium plush feel, great for side and back, but stomach sleepers might want something firmer.
Good to know. Okay, let's move on to the best value pick, the CopperFlex 12 by Brooklyn Bedding. What makes this one such a good deal?
So, like the name hints, it's also got that copper-infused memory foam. We know it's good for temperature, hygiene, all that. But what sets the CopperFlex apart, it's designed for all sleep positions.
All of them. That's pretty versatile.
It is. Side, back, stomach, you should be able to find a comfy spot on the CopperFlex. And the best part, it's way more affordable than the Helix Midnight Lux.
So if you want quality without breaking the bank, the CopperFlex could be the one. Any downsides to this one?
The article mentioned that some lightweight side sleepers might find it a bit too firm. If you really want that sinking in, cloud-like feel, this might not be it.
Got it. Okay, on to the Lisa Sapira Hybrid. This one's best for back pain. What makes it so good for your back?
This one combines layers of foam with those individually wrapped coils.
And what's the advantage of that combo?
It strikes that balance, comfort, and support. The foam contours to your body, relieves pressure, while the coils give targeted support, keep your spine aligned.
Sounds like getting a hug from your mattress, while also getting that firmness your back needs.
Exactly. And the coils, because they're individually wrapped, they're great at motion isolation too.
So good for couples.
Exactly. You're less likely to feel your partner moving around, so if you share a bed with a restless sleeper, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid could be a lifesaver.
I'm seeing why it's best for back pain now. Support, pressure relief, No motion transfer. That's a winner. Any downsides?
A couple, according to the article. First, it's a bit heavy, so moving it around isn't easy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And second, great for back pain, but stomach sleepers, they might not be as happy with it.
So, weight and sleep position. Key factors again. All right, now for the NOLA Evolution 15. This one sounds like a dream, literally. It's best for side sleepers. And just reading the description makes it sound so luxurious.
It's definitely for those who want to be pampered. Plush Euro topper, zoned air foam for pressure relief, and get this, a tri-zoned support system.
Tri-zoned support system. Okay, I need more info on that. What is it?
Think of it as three different zones of support built into the mattress. They're strategically placed to give you that targeted pressure relief and keep your spine aligned, especially for side sleepers.
So it's basically a custom-made mattress just for side sleeping.
Pretty much. And remember our temperature talk? The NOLA Evolution has a breathable cover and a heat escape gusset for airflow.
This one's going on my wish list for sure. It sounds amazing. What about downsides? Any we should know?
It's 15 inches tall, so it's a pretty high mattress. Could be good or bad, depends on your bed frame and what you like.
Makes sense.
And of course, all those luxury features mean a higher price tag.
All right, you got to pay for the good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap up this part of the deep dive with our final contender, the Puffylux mattress. It's the best cooling option. What makes this one stand out in the cooling department?
The Puffylux is like a warrior against overheating. It starts with a cool touch quilted cloud cover. It actually feels cool when you touch it.
Okay, I'm sold. Who doesn't want their bed to feel like a cool fluffy cloud?
Right, and under that amazing cover, there's layers of cooling cloud foam and climate fiber, all for maximum breathability and heat dissipation.
So it's like sleeping on a giant breathable marshmallow. Sign me up.
And if you need a bit more support, the Puffylux has contour adapt coils too. They give that targeted support and also help minimize motion transfer.
So it's cool, comfy, and supportive. What's not to love? Any downsides?
A couple of things. The article mentioned it might not be the best for stomach sleepers, or if you weigh over 250 pounds, the medium plush firmness might not be supportive enough in those cases.
Okay, so sleep position and weight are important. Again, we've covered a lot, but this article goes even deeper.
It does. We haven't even gotten into the nitty-gritty of different materials like innerspring mattresses or the important stuff like trial periods and warranties.
Well, lucky for our listeners, we've got more deep diving to do.
That's right. We'll unpack all of that and more next time. Stay tuned.
All right, welcome back to our mattress deep dive. Ready to get into the nitty-gritty now, like the materials, the different types of mattresses, all those details that really make a difference.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot more to uncover in this article. Super helpful stuff for anyone who wants to make the right choice, you know, when they buy a mattress.
Absolutely. So let's just jump in. The article talks about memory foam a lot. What's so special about it, and why is it so popular for mattresses?
Well, memory foam is known for that, like, contouring thing it does. It reacts to your body heat and kind of molds to you, so you get really good pressure relief.
It sounds amazing, especially if you've got aches and pains.
Mm-mm.
But I've heard memory foam can trap heat, make you sleep hot. Is that true?
That's a common thing people worry about. And yeah, it can be true, especially with the older types of memory foam. But mattress tech has come a long way. Now, a lot of brands add cooling features to their memory foam mattresses, like gel infusions, open cell technology, even copper, like we talked about earlier. All that helps with moving heat away, regulating temperature.
So it's all about finding that balance, right? The comfort of memory foam, but also making sure it breathes. Sounds like those cooling features are key.
You got it. Now, another material the article highlights is latex.
Latex mattresses, they're getting more popular, right? What's so great about latex as a mattress material?
Latex is natural, and it's super durable, responsive, and naturally cooling. Oh, and it's hypoallergenic, resists dust mites, big plus for allergy sufferers.
You said responsive. What does that even mean when we're talking about a mattress?
It means the mattress bounces back quickly when you move, so no sinking in feeling, you know? Not stuck. It's more bouncy than memory foam, which some people prefer.
Sounds like latex could be good for people who move around a lot in their sleep, or those who just like a firmer feel, more support.
Yeah, exactly. And like we said, latex is naturally cooling, perfect if you tend to sleep hot.
Now, the article also mentions organic mattresses. What's the deal with those? What makes them better?
Organic mattresses are made with natural stuff. Organic cotton, wool, natural latex. No harmful chemicals, no pesticides, which can be a concern if you're sensitive or have allergies.
So it's not just about how you sleep, but it's about having a healthier sleep environment overall.
Exactly. People who want a more natural, eco-friendly option, they go for organic mattresses.
Speaking of different types, we've talked hybrids a lot, but the article mentions innerspring mattresses too. Are those still a good option these days?
Innerspring mattresses, those are the classics, right? The ones with coils. They're known for being firm, supportive, and long-lasting.
Those are what I grew up with. But I bet the technology has changed a lot since then.
Oh yeah, for sure. The old innerspring mattresses could be stiff, not very forgiving. But now, they often add comfort layers on top of the coils, like foam or other materials. So you get the support of coils, but with more comfort.
Best of both worlds. Who would benefit most from an innerspring mattress?
They're often good for stomach sleepers, because they need that extra support for their spine. And some people just prefer that traditional bouncy feel, you know?
And then there are the hybrids, which, like you've explained, combine the coils with comfort layers. Seems like the best of both worlds, really.
They are. Hybrid mattresses offer a lot of variety, so they work for a lot of different sleep preferences. There's a reason they're so popular these days.
Okay, so we've covered materials, mattress types. What about those extras we mentioned before? The article really pushes trial periods, warranties, customer reviews. Why are those so important?
Those extras might not sound as exciting as the mattress itself, but honestly, they're so important if you want to make a smart choice and protect your investment.
It makes sense. You're going to spend a third of your life on this mattress. Got to do your research.
Exactly. A good trial period means you can actually sleep on the mattress in your own home for a good amount of time, usually like 90 to 120 nights. You really get to see how it feels, how it performs for you.
It's like test driving your sleep. You get to try it out before you fully commit.
That's a great way to put it. And warranties, those are essential too. A good warranty covers defects, like if the materials are bad or there's a workmanship issue, protects you if something goes wrong. You don't want to be stuck with a sagging, broken mattress after just a year or two.
And lastly, customer reviews. How important are they?
Customer reviews are super valuable because they give you real-life experiences from people who've actually slept on that mattress. They might tell you stuff you wouldn't know just from a product description or a website.
They give you that insider scoop, right? What it's really like to sleep on that mattress every night.
Yeah, exactly. Reading reviews, you learn about the pros and cons from people who've actually been there, done that. Helps you avoid any surprises and make a more informed decision.
So we've got materials, mattress types, and the importance of those extras covered. Anything else we should know before we go mattress shopping?
I think the biggest takeaway here is that there's no one perfect mattress. The best mattress for you. It's all about what you need, what you like, and how you sleep.
Right, it's about finding the best mattress for you, not the best mattress in the world.
Exactly, and this article gives you everything you need to figure that out.
So what's our next step in this mattress journey? What do we do now?
Well, I think it's time to go back to those five top-rated mattresses we talked about and really dive into their specifics, what makes them unique, you know?
I'm all for it. I want to see how those mattresses compare, which one comes out on top.
Let's do it. Get comfy and let's keep this deep dive going.
All right. Welcome back to the deep dive. We're continuing our mattress quest. So far, we've talked about materials, different mattress types, those important extras like warranties, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we've laid the groundwork. Now we can use all that and take another look at those five top-rated mattresses from the article.
Perfect. Time to get specific. See how these mattresses compare. Let's start with the Helix Midnight Lux, our best overall. Remind us what makes this one so special.
The Helix Midnight Lux, it's a hybrid, right? So it's got the pressure relief of memory foam, but also the support and durability of coils. But it's the little details that really make it stand out. Those zone coils we talked about, those are key.
Right, the different firmness levels in different parts of the mattress. Why does that matter, especially for side and back sleepers?
So, for side sleepers, think about it. Those softer coils where your shoulders and hips are, they let you sink in more, which relieves pressure, prevents that pins and needles feeling you get when your circulation's cut off. And for back sleepers, those firmer coils under your lower back, that's where you need the support to keep your spine aligned.
So it's like the mattress is giving you a custom hug, but like a smart hug.
Exactly. And don't forget about that copper gel-infused memory foam.
The fancy stuff. But seriously, what is the copper DO? Like, is it really that important?
It's more than just a fancy name. Copper's naturally antimicrobial, so it actually helps keep your mattress clean, stops bacteria from growing. And copper, it's great at conducting heat, pulls that heat away from your body, keeps you cool.
So it's not just marketing hype. The copper is actually working hard.
Mm-hmm.
What about downsides, though? The article mentioned some things to consider.
The main one, and we talked about this before, is the price. The Helix Midnight Lux is a premium mattress, and you pay for that premium. And while side and back sleepers will probably love it, stomach sleepers, they might find it a bit too soft.
Okay, so maybe not perfect for everyone, but sounds like a great choice if you want that luxurious comfort and support and are willing to pay for it. Now, our best value pick, the CopperFlex 12 by Brooklyn Bedding. How does this one manage to offer good quality but not cost a fortune?
The CopperFlex, it's a good all-around mattress. It's got a lot of the same features as the Helix Midnight Lux, but without that hefty price tag.
And it also has that copper-infused memory foam, right?
Yep. So you still get the cooling, the hygiene benefits, all of that. But what makes the CopperFlex different is that it's designed for all sleep positions.
Really? That's a huge plus. Could be a great option for couples who have different sleep preferences. Are there any drawbacks to this one?
The article did say that some people who are like lightweight side sleepers, they might find it a bit too firm. If you really want that sinking in feeling, you know, like sleeping on a cloud, this one might not be the one.
Makes sense. All right, moving on to the Lisa Sapira Hybrid, our best for back pain pick. Why is this mattress so good for back support?
The Lisa Sapira Hybrid, it's all about finding that sweet spot between comfort and ease support, but in a way that really helps your back. It has a layer of recovery memory foam that contours to you, relieves pressure.
And under that memory foam, we've got those individually wrapped coils, right?
Yep. And those coils, they provide that targeted support, so your spine stays in a good position all night. Plus, because they move independently, they're amazing for motion isolation.
That's huge for couples.
Yeah.
No more getting woken up by your partner moving around. Any downsides we should know about?
That article did say it's a bit on the heavier side. Could be hard to move around.
True. Especially if you're trying to get it upstairs or through tight spaces. Okay, let's talk about the best for side sleepers pick. The Nola Evolution 15. This one sounds like a dream, literally.
The Nola Evolution is definitely built for side sleepers. It's got that plush Euro topper, so you sink right in, zoned air foam for pressure relief where you need it, and then there's the tri-zone support system, which keeps your spine aligned.
Can you break down that tri-zone support system? What makes it so special for side sleepers?
Think of it this way. It gives different levels of support depending on the area of the mattress. So under your hips, it's firmer, so you don't sink too much. But under your shoulders, it's softer, so you can align properly. That way your spine doesn't curve in a weird way while you sleep.
So it's almost like a custom-made mattress, tailored just for you.
Exactly. And remember, we talked about temperature. The Nola Evolution also has cooling features, so you don't overheat. Sounds like a perfect match for side sleepers who tend to get hot.
It does. Are there any downsides? Anything we should mention?
The main thing is the height. It's a 15-inch mattress, so it's tall. Might be a pro or a con, depends on your bed frame and what you like.
Right, and of course, all those fancy features come with the price.
Yeah, it's definitely an investment. Okay, last but not least, our best cooling, pick the Puffy Luxe mattress. Why is this the one for hot sleepers?
Tell me everything. I'm always looking for ways to stay cool at night.
The Puffy Luxe is like a dream for people who overheat. It starts with that cool touch quilted cloud cover. Seriously, it feels cool when you touch it.
I love that, like stepping into a cool room on a hot day.
Right. And then under that, there's layers of cooling cloud foam and climate fiber. They're all designed to let air flow through and move heat away.
It's like sleeping on a giant breathable marshmallow. Goodbye, night sweats.
And if you need extra support, the Puffy Luxe has those contour adapt coils too. They give targeted support and they help with minimizing motion transfer. Seems like it has it all for a comfortable, cool night's sleep.
It does. Any caveats? Anything we should point out?
The article did mention that the Puffy Luxe might not be the best fit for stomach sleepers or for people who weigh over 250 pounds. It's medium plush, so it might not be supportive enough for them.
Good reminder. Sleep position and weight, they matter. Well, we've covered a lot in this deep dive. I feel like our listeners now have a great understanding of how to choose the right medium mattress.
I think so, too. This article is honestly a fantastic guide for anyone who's starting their mattress search. It's full of helpful info.
It is. And don't forget, everyone, those exclusive discounts on these awesome mattresses are available through the links in the article. So go find your dream mattress and sleep well.
Sweet dreams.